Thank you. the voice. We are your soul. You are our God. We are your people. You are the light. We stand in awe.
Welcome everybody, and I thank you, Comfort, Mamia Free, Josephine, Comfort again, Comfort, Frame Phil, Comfort, Anel, Comfort. Comfort. Lotti Sofujo, Issy Edufa, Authentic, Cassie, Authentic, Jeffrey, the Lord bless you for sharing. God bless you for sharing. God bless you for sharing. Abner, I'm very good by God's grace. God bless you for sharing. God bless you. Lydia, thank you. God bless you. If you are here, pass a comment and let me know that you are here. If you are here, pass a comment. If you are here, kindly pass a comment. Let me know that you are here. Heaven to earth says, glory to Jesus Christ forever, enthroned on our praises. God bless you, Brother Ben, our oracle, our inspirer, our great teacher, anointed and blessed. More oil and strength to you in Jesus' name. God bless you, Jonathan. I'm sure everybody in the United Kingdom is good. God bless you so, so, so much. Hallelujah. If you are here, let me know that you are here. Miss Sheila just entered. God bless you so much. Welcome to our teaching service. Lucy is here. Lucy, I see you. Welcome to our teaching service. And then I'm sure you'll be blessed today. I am so sure you would be blessed today. I am confident that you would be blessed today. Hallelujah. Jesus is good. Jesus is good. Jesus is so wonderful. Jesus is good. Hallelujah. Jesus is good. Jesus is wonderful. Can you hear me, somebody? Can you hear me, somebody? The Lord bless you. Welcome to our teaching service. Today our teaching service is going to be a very unique service. And then it's very short and it will be out of here within a very short time. Hallelujah. David said that I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. So anytime that we gather as Christians, we gather as believers, it's supposed to be joy, it's supposed to be gladness of the heart, it's supposed to be merrymaking. Hallelujah. So I cherish each and every person who is here right now. I want you to bring your intelligence and then bring out your and give me your attention. Yesterday we talked about the coat of many colors. That is your distinctiveness. That is your uniqueness and God's purpose and all that. Hallelujah. And your dream. And yesterday we said something that instead of chasing after your dreams, when you chase after Jesus, your dreams will follow you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you follow Jesus, your dreams will follow you. Lucy, thank you for sharing. Today we are talking about potential. 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 Hallelujah. We are talking about potential. And my subtopic is understanding potential. Understanding potential. Favor, I see you. God bless you. Understanding potential. Before I begin every service, mostly our teaching service, I say that we need all the two sides of Jesus to do well here on earth and also in heaven. We need the personality of Jesus to be bound for heaven. We also need the principles of Jesus to do well here on the earth. Hallelujah. So anytime you find a believer who is not balanced in such a way, the person might be heaven bound but would suffer here on earth. And also there are believers who also chase after things here on earth and they forget to build up treasures in heaven where moth and termites can't destroy. Hallelujah. So we need all these sides of Jesus to be able to do well here on earth and also in heaven. Hallelujah. So let me first define what potential is. Potential. What is potential? What is potential? I'll be happy if someone takes a pen and a paper. You know, there are people who follow and jot down everything. There are people who listen to it and then it stays in their heart for 15 minutes a day, a week, and it's gone forever. I pray for you in the name of our Lord Jesus that this thing will not leave your heart, but will constantly ring a bell and a note in you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So potential is an unrealized ability. Whenever there is an ability which is not realized, hallelujah, we call that a potential. Or a potential is existing in possibility and not in actuality. Hallelujah. And I love the second definition because it captures a whole lot of the things that I want us to learn tonight, this afternoon, this morning, depending on where you are and where you are connecting from. So whenever something exists in possibility and not in actuality, that thing is a potential. Hallelujah. Whenever something exists in possibility but not in actuality, that thing is a potential. And there are a lot of believers, there are a lot of people who there are good possibilities in them. When you see some people, you see some men and women, some believers, you can say that, I see this possibility. I see you like this person. You can be this person. You can be that person. You can be this person. Right? But we all attest to the fact that in actual sense, the person has not gotten to that level. But based on certain things that the person is doing at the moment, we can postulate and we can conclude that I see this in you. I see that in this lady. I see that in this gentleman. So that thing becomes a potential. So there are people that they have the potential in them of becoming great leaders. Hallelujah. There are kids that when they are 2 years old, 3 years old, based on the things that they do, based on the character that they exhibit, based on certain things that they put across, you look at the person and then you can say that this lady or this kid, this guy is a potential great leader. The issue is that
those of us who come from certain parts of the world, we don't have people, we don't have parents or siblings or people older than us who are able to point or bring out or discover that which God has placed in us in an early stage. So we ourselves, we grow up to discover them ourselves. We hit our head against a lot of things on the way. We hit our head on a lot of things on the road to enter into discovery. Hallelujah. But I pray for somebody this morning, afternoon, evening, that wherever you are connecting from, in the name of our Lord Jesus, that God would grant you the ability to discover that which He has placed in you. That God would grant you the ability to discover that which He had embedded in you. Hallelujah. That God will grant you everything that is pertaining to life and godliness, that you'll be able to know that which He has placed and that which He has endowed you with, to the glory of God the Father. So anything that exists in possibility but in actuality it is missing, that thing is termed a potential. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you have your Bible with you, you can open your Bible to Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 5-6, and I'll read from my Bible here. If you have your Bible with you, you can open to Ecclesiastes 11 verse 5-6. Hallelujah. And I'm reading the words of the King Solomon, the wise king. He says that, as you do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in the mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. Sow your seed in the morning, and at evening let your hands not be idle. Sow your seeds in the morning, and at evening let not your hands be idle. For you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. Hallelujah. This is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. So here the wise king opens up to a lot of ventures, specifically investments. He made mention of how a body is formed in the womb of a woman. He talks about the mysterious ways of our God. He also encourages believers to cultivate the habit of sowing. And not just sowing, but doing so at all times. God bless you now for sharing. Not just sowing, but sowing at all times. Not just investing, but making an investment at all times. I pray for somebody here this evening in the name of our Lord Jesus. This morning in the name of our Lord Jesus. This afternoon in the name of our Lord Jesus. That God will make you a sower. God will make you invest in ventures that are profitable to both your spirit, your soul, and your body. You know, the problem with this our generation, you know, you must understand that we live in a very sophisticated generation. We live in an organized disordered generation, a microwave generation. We've been spoon-fed with everything at a go. That is the generation that we fall and we come from. Very complicated, very sophisticated, very organized, disorganized or disordered generation. Everything we have it on a silver platter. And I'm not saying that that thing is a bad thing, actually. Hallelujah. But you know, it has heightened our pleas to get things done in a fast track, fast way. It has heightened the rate at which we want stuff in a fast track, fast way. Not only in the fast track way, not only in the quickie way, not only has it implanted in us the quickie mentality, but the issue is that it has also transcended to how we want things in measure. I mean the quantity. So we live in a time whereby someone can be a normal person today, tomorrow the person has blown because of something that has spread on social media. Someone can be normal today and just a 2 minute video can make the person the star, the talk of time in this generation. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Am I making sense, somebody? Am I making sense? All right. Glory to Jesus. So these happenings in this generation has, even though it has helped us, there are times that we think that the things of God and the statuses of God and the ways of God and the acts of God can be interpreted in the same manner. That our blessings, our promotion, our elevation should be in a fast track way and also in huge in appearance and huge in quantity. Am I making sense, somebody? But that is not the case. The God that you and I serve, the Bible said he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This means that he is unchanging, unchangeable God. The acts of God, the ways of God, the things of God, the statuses of God, the principles of God is unbending, uncompromising, unwavering. God bless you, Kwame K. The statuses of God has not been reduced because we live in an advanced generation. If the measure of God for good in 10,000 years, 20,000 years, in 1,000, 10 years, 5 years, a year back, is at a level that is the same thing in this generation also. Hallelujah. So Don't think that God will bend his statutes, his principles, his acts, his ways to favor you because you live in a different generation. If sin is sin in the Old Testament, if sin is sin in Bible days, sin is sin now. If the wages of sin is death, the wages of sin is death now. Thank God we have Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, God's way are always mysterious. God's way are always mysterious. Very, very mysterious. He is a God who picks the foolish things. He who chooses the foolish things of this world to shame the wise. He picks the foolish things of our world to shame the wise. He uses the despised to dissipate his glory. He locates the rejected stone, and God makes it the chief cornerstone. He makes the tender plant, the shoot out of the dry ground, becomes the big tree that birds come to receive shade, that humans come to eat of its fruit, and many more. He has always been a mysterious God, and he will continually be a mysterious God. He has always picked little things and bring out glorious things out of them. He picked things as little as the mustard seed, and he brings faith out of it. So our God has been that since the ages, and he will continually be that forevermore. Glory to Jesus. You know, we live in an age of instant validation. We want things done instantly. I'm not saying it's wrong, please. But you know, there are people who, when even they post things, they want instant likes, instant shares, instant reactions. So when they upload their picture or they put something on their status for 10 minutes and they don't get the required reactions from it, they take it from the place, because there wasn't any instant reactions to validate what they are doing. Am I making sense, somebody? We live in an age of instant validation, modern validation. Things done in a fast-track way. So it has influenced us that we send that same mentality in our dealings with God. So when we go to God, we ask God of certain questions, and we point out the things we don't have. And we say that, God, this person is having this thing. But what did you give me? We go to God and we say that, God, these people from this country, they have access to things like this. Why did you create me and bring me to this nation? We are able to spot and identify people who are born to certain parents, and we say that, God, this lady, this guy is coming from this family. They have that, they have this, they have those. Why then did you make me the daughter of Mrs. So-so and so? Why then did you make me a son of Mr. So-so and so? So it has affected our thinking that we think that God is there to satisfy all our needs, whether he likes it or not. But I pray that as you are being illuminated, the way you deal with God will change, and the way you approach God will be different, and your understanding to the things of God will also change. That you would not see yourself as below limit. That you would not see yourself as someone incapable, but you see yourself as someone who can do above, exceedingly, above what man can fathom and imagine, to the glory of God. My Father, glory to Jesus. Jesus magnified. Hallelujah. So the writer of Ecclesiastes makes us understand certain things. You know, you must understand that potential is a seed. Potential is a seed. And every seed carries an assignment. We read from I told you from the definition of a potential, that a potential is something existing in possibility and not in actuality, or an unrealized ability. You know, potential is a seed, and every seed carries an assignment. Hello. And a seed must give you hope, because any person who possesses a seed, that person has hope. When there is a seed in your hand, there is hope for a brighter future. Thank God for potential. Thank God for potential. I am here to bring you the light of God's word, that after here you would not see yourself as the same person that you see yourself, but after here you would see yourself as capable. You see yourself as someone that God is preparing for a higher task and a higher glory. Hallelujah. Seeds, every seed carries an assignment. Every seed is tasked to do something, to fulfill something. Every seed, within every seed, you must understand that. I'll get there. It's as if I'm even going ahead of myself, but I'll get there. You know, people think that when we check the size of a seed, it makes people overlook seed, and it makes people overlook the potentials in them. You know, let me say it here, that the size of an object does not diminish its importance. The size of an object does not diminish its importance. Because if you pick a seed might look so small, it might look so tiny, it might look so insignificant, but embedded in a seed is a fruit and a tree and trees and more trees. Let me say it again. Embedded in a seed is a fruit and fruits and a tree and trees and more trees. So if God has placed something in you which is a potential, that potential is a seed, and out of that little thing that is in you can come great and mighty things which will shake the corridors of power. Out of that same little thing that God has planted in you, that thing is a seed, that potential is a seed, and out of that seed will come fruits and many fruits and a tree and many trees and even a forest. Within just a seed is a forest. Never judge what lies in a resource when God hasn't declared it an end yet. Never. That is why the Bible says that we should not, the Bible admonishes us not to despise small beginnings. The Bible admonishes us not to despise little beginnings. Because God has always been in that business, picking the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, using the despised to dissipate his glory, locating the rejected stone and making it the chief cornerstone, making the tender plant the tree that birds will come and receive shade and humans will come and eat fruit, and many more. God has always been in that business. God has always been in that business. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So every little thing that is in you, every little thing that God has placed in you, it is an identification of greatness. It is an identity for something greater. Abna says, I'm learning. Bernadiwa says, I'm learning. God bless you. God has always been in that business. That business. So, before you cry, before you get confused about your life, before you think that there is nothing good that can come out of you, I want you to pick a seed, like a mango seed, and compare it to a mango tree with fruits in its season, and know that little is much when God is in it. Do not despise little beginnings, and note that which God has placed in you is a seed. Is a seed. The potential is a seed. And the issue is that the only way for potential to be known, right, is through process. Process. That is the only way for potential to be known. You can never know the efficiency and the efficacy of your potential if you don't sow it, if you don't pass it through process. Because the only way for potential to be known is through process. The only way for a potential to be magnified, to become a reality, is through process. The only way for a potential to be magnified is through process. There are potentials that we exhibited in our youthful ages that it's dead in us because we did not adhere, we did not pass that potential through process. There are people that were good with certain things when they were young, but as they look at themselves now, the thing that they used to do with ease when they were little, the little thing that they could do when they were young, they couldn't or they can't do that same thing today because they did not pass that little potential or the potential, that seed, through process. They did not sow the seed. If you don't submit your potential to process, if you don't submit your potential to process, you are bound to go extinct in the near future. If you don't submit your potential to process, you are bound to go extinct in the near future. So there are a lot of people, there are a lot of believers right now that the thing that they used to do when they were young, now they can't do them again because it is gone. Hallelujah. It is gone. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus for somebody that you would pass your potential through process. One thing about my life is that I am very, very careful and then very cautious when I come close to people who are gifted but did not pass through process. I am very, very careful about such people. And let me submit to you that you should also be very careful with people who are gifted but did not go through process. You see, there are a lot of men of God now that we are mocking. There are a lot of men of God that we are laughing at them, that we think that they are fake men of God. They are fake prophets. But most of them are not fake like you think. They are fake. The issue is that they are very talented. They are very gifted. Some of them, they are gifted more than the people that we revere. But the issue is that they did not allow themselves to go through process. And anytime you escape process, you are getting closer to extinction. You will go extinct. The men of God, and I'm talking about some of them that you are thinking right now in your head. Those that you think that they are fake. Most of them, they are not fake. They are real. They were called by God, anointed by God. But the issue is that they did not submit themselves. They did not submit their potential their giftings, their seed through process. And then they were in a haste to shine. They were in a haste to make it. They were in a haste to be celebrated. They were in a haste to start eating out of their potential, that they start placing them in use, and now they are paying for what they did not do. They are paying for their process they did not pass through. Am I making sense? Process is everything. Process is key. Process is key to every child of destiny. Process is key to every child of destiny. Child of God, don't skip process. Child of God, don't skip process for anything. Because process is key to every child of destiny. You must need go through certain things. You must need go through certain things. Skipping process means skipping destiny. But I pray for you in the name of Jesus that you would not skip process. That you would allow yourself to go through every process. You see, and there are people too that are underusing their potential. They are undermining their potential, so they are not really seeing the full effect of what God has placed in them. For example, when BlackBerry, the phone came years back, there are a lot of Ghanaians, a lot of people who had those things. I had friends who were able to, because they were rich, they were coming from a rich home, they were able to buy those phones. But the issue is that phone was specially made for businessmen. And even though it had been created to function in a specific range, because of the person's ignorance, the person is not able to put to use that which had been created to do more. That is how a lot of people they are right now. There are a lot of people that God has placed good stuff in them. God has placed good, great things in them. But because of ignorance and because of certain things, they are not using their potential to full effect. They are not putting it to full effect. They are downplaying that which God has placed in them. But I pray for you that you will not downplay that which God has placed in you. Using your potential beneath its usage. Nah, that will not be your portion. So give time. Invest your time. Invest your money. Invest prayer. Invest anything that is good into the thing that God has placed in you to make it top notch one day. Is somebody hearing me, please?
Come on. Come on.
The Lord bless you.
I hope
somebody is learning. I hope someone is learning. God bless you so much. You see, there are other people too that there are other people too that they see their seeds as fruit. There are other people, they see their seeds as fruits and they start eating them. So instead of sowing their seeds, they consume them. Instead of sowing their seeds, they start consuming them. So there are times that God will hand over to you a seed, but to some people is their harvest, and they will start chopping them. So when you are given like 10 eggs, instead of making sure that they go for a hen to hatch them to produce 10 different hen, which would also hatch more eggs, which can become a big poultry farm. They see the 10 eggs as a harvest, then they start frying some, boiling some, and consuming them. There are a whole lot of people that God, you know, there are certain monies that God, when God gives to you, you must be able to be spiritually heightened, spiritually articulate, to know that the money that God has dropped in your hand in this season is not a harvest. is a money you should not consume. It is a seed. And you must sow it to reap greater things. To some people, little things, they see very, very little things as seeds. But whenever something which is bigger, small, come into their life, they say, oh, this one there is a harvest. Then they start consuming them. I pray that you will not become such a sect to consume your fruit, your seeds. Do you know that there are people that even their harvest, they use greater portion of their harvest, they use them as seeds for greater harvest. You don't know. So differentiate between a seed and a fruit. Let me ask you, what you are consuming now, are you sure it's not a seed? What you are consuming now, are you sure it's not a seed? When the year begins and you ask people their theme, they will tell you, this is my year of harvest. Then there are times, many of them, I say in my head, year of harvest, when was your year of planting or sowing? You have no authorization to have harvest when you've not sown. You have no authorization to be someone great when you didn't go through the process, you did not sow a seed. You have no authorization to go to the ATM bank. I have seen spiritual people that they've gone, they told me they went to the ATM, they were hungry. They went to the ATM, they had no money inside. Then they'll be praying. Ladaba, Rekoto, Robo, Robo. They'll go to the ATM, put the ATM, the card into the ATM machine, try to withdraw, and zero. Zero. They have nothing. This is a natural thing. By principles, you reap what you sow. What did you sow? People say that you reap in the same measure as you sow. No, you reap in greater measure than which you sow. What have you sown that you want harvest? What have you invested that you want harvest? You went to the examination room and you are praying that, oh God, I have the Holy Spirit. And the Bible said that the Holy Spirit is a remembrance, is a remembering spirit. It reminds me of all things. Ask yourself, what did you learn that the Holy Ghost should remind you? Should the Holy Ghost remind you of the all-night WhatsApp text that you were doing? Should the Holy Ghost remind you of the free night call that you were doing? Should the Holy Ghost remind you of the plenty time that you were with someone, and instead of focusing and on your studies to learn, you were just talking? Should the Holy Ghost remind you of that? What do you want the Holy Ghost to remind you for or on? Don't see your potential as it has arrived. There are some of you, when I check the things you write, I check the things you do, I say, oh, I wish this guy would take time small. I wish this guy would go, or this lady would come, will wait for God to complete that which he has started with him. There are people that they are among them. They are in a rush to be seen. You are not wiser than God, who made David stay at the backside of the wilderness to exercise his strength on lions and bear, to tear them apart. You are not wiser than God. So before God said David should come and meet Goliath, God had surveyed him at the backside of the desert, and he had qualified in the room of preparation. He had been cooked and prepared, and it was time for exposure. You are seeking early exposure, you will die early. Someone is doing this in ministry, so you also want to go and do some. Someone is singing, you also want to go and sing. Someone is releasing, you also want to go and release. Someone wrote this on a status, you also want to go and write this on your status. You have started consuming that which God has started in you. Your potential, that which you should wait for God to work on it. You have started announcing it. And all that. Listen, as I'm talking to you, don't think I'm talking to anybody. I'm talking to you. You. Talking to you. So those of you passing comments, pass the comments to yourself. Hallelujah. You know, you must understand something. There are times believers we are kind of we've been reluctant, and we are joking. Most of us we are joking. Do you know that the systems of this world, it was not designed to. They did not include Christians in the when they were designing this world, the systems of this world. When by the cosmos of this world, the cosmos of this world is against Christians and believers. The systems of this world, of the world that we live in, it was designed against every believer. So the moment you say that I am a believer, I am not a doubter, I am a believer, and you accept that you are a believer, you must understand that you've come opposite to the systems of this world, and you will struggle. And you would suffer. It means you must double work. You must put in double effort as a believer. As a believer, you must put in double effort. If unbelievers are going 1 mile, you must go 2-3 miles. If an unbeliever is learning for 2 hours, you must learn for 6 hours. Because the system in this world was designed. They did not include you. Because the unbeliever can maneuver her way through the zip of the boss to get the work. That which will make the boss come to you is that for you, you are perfect in that which you do. You are more talented than the believer. You are more refined than the unbeliever. You are more refined than the unbeliever. That is the only way you'll be picked ahead of that person. The systems of this world is designed against you. That is why you must be extra smart, extra advanced, extra ahead, extra refined. If you lack these things, you will struggle because the system is designed against you. So the only thing that will put you ahead in the competition in the world, in the systems of the world, is that you are more refined, more advanced, and your God is with you. If your God is with you alone and you are not refined, if your God is with you alone and you are not perfect, you are not advanced, you are not excellent in that which you do, nobody looks at you. You become annoying. Where are you going? That is how a lot of believers, we falter. So very soon you start acting like the unbeliever to get the promotion. You start acting like the unbeliever to get the work, to get the employment. Because the thing that God placed in you that you should have worked on, you should have refined, you should have put extra energy and extra resource in them. You were joking, you were playing, you were going about with them, jumping and doing pilolo with them. And you were moving about doing your own things. And you didn't get time to invest in your potential. And the good thing that God has placed in you, instead of refining it to become the best, you were buying this one. Or buying unnecessary things. Instead of praying, investing prayer into it, you were not doing it. Instead of going to church and sowing seed, you are not doing it. You are using your money for palm wine. And you are asking, is palm wine alcohol? Is palm wine good or not? If I drink palm wine, will I go to heaven or I'll not go? Those were the arguments you were having. Low, frivolous, below standard arguments. Those were the arguments you were having. Whilst we have bigger, larger things you must think about. That I've come to a stage in my life. It is not every question I answer. It's not every argument I engage myself in. They are unnecessary. Yeah, so people ask, is palm wine alcohol? Uncle Ben, I drank palm wine. Is palm wine alcohol? Will I go to heaven when I drink palm wine? Then they'll start quoting scriptures. And Timothy was like that. I've come to a stage in my life. So every question I ask, I need time. I need time to refine my gift. I need time to refine my potential. I need time to read a book. I need time to pray. I need time to stay in solitude. I need time to separate myself from the world. To be in a room by myself. To think. I need time to invest in the potential. I need time. This is because there is someone who is at the outside there, at the outside world, who is also gifted. But it is not in the same Christian league that I am. The person can do things to help himself. The only thing that can put me power with the person is that I invest in mine. Mine becomes fresh, refined, the best. Anytime. The time is running. I have no time for negative energies. I have no time for unnecessary questions. I have no time. Uncle Ben, if I go to club, if a Christian go to club and the Christian does not go and drink alcohol, but he buys coke and drink, though the friends are drinking the alcohol, set me there. Tell me there, I did not sin, eh? Time, wasting time. I won't even answer. I need time. Somebody say I need time. The systems of this world is not your friend. The time is running. Are we sure we are not lacking behind? Are we sure as a group, as a church, we are not lacking behind? Are we sure we can conquer the world for Jesus? Are we sure we can invest into crusades when the unbelievers lift platforms for programs that people will come and dance and shake their bonbons and drink and have sex and do all those things? Are you sure we can be able to also raise that same or a larger, bigger platform for men of God to host crusades to win souls into the kingdom? Are we sure? Are we sure we can do that? Are you sure? Per what you are doing, are you sure you can do it? Are you sure you are investing in your potential? Are you sure? Are you sure you've not joined the bandwagon? Are you sure you've not joined the bandwagon? Updating unnecessary posts and engaging in an unnecessary argument. Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure you are investing prayer into your future? Are you sure you are investing prayer into your marriage? Are you sure you are investing prayer into your Christian life? Are you sure you are investing prayer into your family life? Are you sure you are investing prayer into your business? Are you sure you are doing that? Or you are wasting time on things that are not needed or important? The systems of this world is not your friend. Time is not on our side. The time is running. The time is running. Everything that you must do, do it now. Every good thing that you should do, do it now. Every investment you must make, invest now. Every book you must read, read now. Every book you must write, write now. People release books when they are ordained and they get into the ministry, and they are releasing books and people ask, how is this man of God write books, do crusade, do healing Jesus, do this, and still write these plenty books? The issue is that he didn't write the book when he became a bishop. He didn't write the book when he was in clericals. He wrote the book when he was nobody. He wrote the book when he was nobody. He invested in his potential. Are you waiting to be picked as this before you start writing the journals? Are you waiting to be picked before you start to record the songs and put it there? Are you ready to be picked as that before you start writing the sports articles? Are you waiting? Are you doing it? Are you waiting for people to say, oh, this is the future Dinah Hamilton, before you start doing it? Invest in your potentials. How many investments have you made? Have you made an investment, wisdom investment? Which books, as a business person, as someone who wants to be an entrepreneur, have you read books on innovation, on invention, on creativity? Have you read? And have you invested? Have you read books of innovation? You want to be the future, this, the future that. Have you read, you know, have you read managerial skills? You want to be a man of God. What you know is only kabe, kabo, kaba. Have you read the Bible from cover to cover? Have you read Christian literatures from the papers? Which books have you read from Kenneth Hagin? Which books have you read from Derek Prince? Which books have you read from C.S. Lewis? We live in a time where people, where unbelievers are becoming plenty. We are having atheists. So it means that every man of God should have the oil, at least something small for apologetics. You should be able to defend the Christian faith. So which books on apologetics have you read? Do you know Ravi Zacharias? Do you know C.S. Lewis? Which books on wisdom have you read? Have you read books by Dr. Mike Murdock? You want to be a leader? Which books have you read by Maxwell? By John Maxwell. Which books on leadership have you read by John Maxwell? You want to be a leader? Which conference videos have you watched? On Sam Adeyemi? Do you know Sam Adeyemi at all? You want to be a wisdom preacher? How many books of Dr. Mensa Otabo do you have? You want to be a very big business person? Do you know Strive Masiyiwa? How many? Do you even follow him at all? Or you are just following Cardi B? Cardi B. And Obede. And Wendy Shay. Do you follow Strive Masiyiwa? Obede. What proper investment? You want to be a lady woman of God? Do you know Joyce Meyer? Do you know Joyce Meyer? Have you read any book by Kathleen Coleman? Do you know Holly Fertig? Do you know Paula White? How many of these people do you know? Are you just following, or you are just doing something? Are you making an investment? My God. How many books on leadership have you read? Have you read Rick Joyner's book? on vision of the harvest? Have you read Bishop Dan's book on leadership? Have you read Joel Austin's book? Have you? John C. Maxwell, do you have his books? Dr. Miles Morose, do you have his book? Have you read any book by Billy Graham? The Lord bless you. So make proper investment of your time. You see, there is semblance and there is similitude in burying and death. There is semblance and there is similitude in burying a seed and death. When you are burying something, there is a semblance in to kill it. Am I making sense? So when I am burying something, it is very, very similar and close to me. Planting it, so that the first sign of you making an investment is death. Potential is proven when it's planted. Hallelujah. Potential is proven when it's planted. 1 John 12:24. Verily, truly, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, and anyone who hates their life in the world will keep it for eternal life. Potential is proven when it's planted. Before the thing will become great, very great, there must be a moment where you think that you are dying. You are dying. There might be a time in your life that you think that you are outside this world. Like, there might be a moment that you think that nobody notices you. When I plant a seed, you don't see the seed. That is the same as when you are planting your potential. Nobody sees it. Nobody sees it. So you are outside of the world. You are outside of this terrain. And people will be celebrated. Oh, this mango is nice. But we forget that there is also another mango which has been planted. And the time is going to come when that mango that people are praising right now has gotten to certain thing and is very old and is not producing fruit again. You would come out as the fresh mango and produce fruits for people to eat and consume. So there must be a moment of death, moment where you've lost consciousness of yourself, moment where you've lost consciousness of yourself, that you don't see yourself again. But you see yourself like you are dead and you are gone. You've lost control of your pride. You've lost control of yourself. You've lost control of your dignity. You've lost control. What you want is that where you are right now is that you are being planted. There is similitude in being planted and being buried. Let me come again. There is similitude and there is semblance in being planted and being buried. I remember one interview that, thank you, Heaven, you just reminded me of an interview. I remember one interview that Bishop T.D. Jakes was talking about how when Catherine Coleman was asked what she gave to become who she is, she said, simply everything. Simply everything. Simply everything. She gave everything. She gave everything. She gave her time, her resources, her money, her pride, her dignity. That is called death. He died. He died. He died. Simply everything. Simply everything. Let me come back to my teaching service. What have you given? What have you given? What have you given? What are you given? Are you giving everything? Are you giving everything? Are you giving everything? What have you given? Are you giving everything? Or you are giving something and you are excluding another thing? Or you've withheld certain things. Are you giving your all to this? Or you think it's not worth it? Verily, truly, I tell you, do you know verily, truly? Jesus is talking here. He says, verily, truly. My God, my God. Verily, truly. Unless a kernel, a grain of wheat, falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. When did you die? When is your death moment? Have you died? Have you died because of that which God has placed in you? Have you died? Or you've been living since you've been living? When you read the passage, when you read the passage in Ecclesiastes 11, we must sow, we must sow. Do you know something? Do you know that the farmer don't have funerals over seed that they sow? Have you ever seen a farmer having a funeral service for a seed that they sowed? Because they know that the seed is going to die, but after death comes a lot and multiplication. So before you be multiplied, you must die. Before you be multiplied, there must be a moment of death in your life. There must be a moment where you sow. Investing in your potential. Sowing in good times. Sowing in bad times. Sowing in ugly times. Sowing in unfavorable moments. You sow when people notice you. And you sow when they don't notice you. You sow when people regard you. And you sow when people disregard you. You sow when people tear you up. And you sow when people don't tear you up. Invest. Invest. Let me talk about the last thing, then I'll be ending as I'm talking about the last things. The issue is that don't compare your potential to other people's potential. Nothing kills joy more than comparison. Nothing kills joy more than comparison. The moment you start comparing yourself to others, That is the day you started canceling. That is the day you started canceling joy from your life. You could have celebrated the 20 cities in your pocket too, but you looked at someone and the person had 50 cities. So it made you feel like you didn't do anything. You could have celebrated the class that you are, the second class upper, but when you looked at someone and someone had first class, it killed the joy. You could have celebrated the five people that you prayed for, that they received healing, but you looked at the man of God who is on a big podium and tens of thousands of people are receiving healing, and your joy was killed. Nothing kills joy more than comparison. I pray that God will make you focus on what He's doing through you. That you not compare yourself to others. That you not compare yourself to others. Stop looking at someone and invest in the letter that God has placed in you. When you look at it well, it will become mighty. You are not in a competition with anybody in this world. Someone got married at the age of 26, 23, 22, and you are 30, and so what? Someone released an album right after university, and you are done with university. You are complaining. You are thinking. You are in a rush. And so what? Nothing kills joy more than comparison. Someone you are in the same room with had first class, and you are having second class lower. And so what? The Bible says there is only one race. That is the Christian journey that we run with perseverance. There is only one race that we run in this world. That we run with perseverance. That is the Christian race. The Bible says we should run the race that is set before us, not the race that is set before someone. So look at the race that is being set before you and run with, you know, perseverance. You are running without speed.
You are worthy, oh Lord.
We run this race. We run this race. There is only one race that when you're running it, you run slowly. You run slowly. The Lord bless you. Thank God.
Fata sa uti anasi. Amen. Bless the Lord wherever you are. Thank God for the message. Thank God for the message. Run your own race. Don't look at someone's potential. I have seen people who look at someone. There are people that they look at their predecessors. They look at them and they start comparing themselves to them, and you fail because the condition surrounding his wasn't the same as the condition surrounding yours. Don't even run your race having your parents in mind. It means you are going nowhere. Brother Jonathan says, thank you, Jesus, for giving your son Ben a wonderful message. Ben it into our hearts. Amen. There are people when it is their parents who are their benchmark. So their parents were not able to build a house. So when they build one house, it's okay. It's a life of failure. Maybe God is not even telling you to build one house. Maybe God is calling you to build real estates. Real estates. Real estates. But you refuse and you started comparing yourself with people and you live a low life. Run your race. Run your race. Don't look at someone else. Run your own race. Don't look at someone else. There is something that God has said before you. The Bible says we should run this race with endurance. Run this race with perseverance. The only race we run slowly is the race of this life and our Christian race. Look at your potential. Look at what God has placed in you. And then compare yourself with Einstein. Don't compare yourself with big people. When I look at these people, they were able to do this, they were able to do that, they were able to do that. Look at what God has placed in you and work on them. That one will send you far than the comparison. If you compare, you can never live in joy. The Lord bless you. I hope you have been blessed by today's message. In the name of Jesus. I hope you have been blessed by today's message. I believe you have been blessed by today's message. Personally, I am blessed. Bible says the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. This means that the word of God doesn't only cut the people who are hearing, but the preacher himself, the word of God also cuts him or her. Hallelujah. I am also blessed, so much blessed. I want to pronounce the blessings of God over your head. Over your circumstance, then we live here. I'm so blessed to know someone like you. I'm so blessed to get into contact with someone like you. Hallelujah and amen. Let me bless you before you go. In the name of Jesus, I bless you in the name of Jesus. Let the growth of our God come upon your life. Let the deliverance of God come upon your life. I pray that unstewarded favors will welcome you in the name of Jesus. I pray for the giftings of the Holy Spirit to be manifested in your life. I pray that the glory of God will showcase itself in your life. I pray that healing will locate you in the name of Jesus and locate anybody in your life and in your circumstances who need healing. In the name of Jesus, may the person be healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you stay humble and may humility open doors for you like never before. In the name of our Lord Jesus, I pray that you stay humble, that pride will not find itself in your heart. In the name of our Lord Jesus, the Bible says that for God resists
the proud. I pray that you not become proud. I pray that the love of God that has been shed abroad in your heart will be spread. You spread it around and around in the name of our Lord Jesus. I pray that miracles will happen in your life each and every time. You live a life of miracles in the name of our Lord Jesus. I pray that the peace of God will invade your life, invade your space, invade your territory like never before. You would always encounter the peace of my God in the name of Jesus. I prophesy into your life. I prophesy into your life that goodness will follow you. I prophesy into your life that God is giving you properties wherever you want and wherever the need be. In the name of our Lord Jesus, I decree that may the Lord release protecting angels into your life and into your sphere, into your circumstance, in the name of the Lord Jesus. May God set his angels charge over you, to watch over you, to protect you like never before. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus that revelation will come to you. I pray that salvation will come to you and will come to your home. And everybody who needs the knowledge of our God to be saved, everybody who needs to come to the saving knowledge of Christ will come to Christ because of you, in the name of Jesus. I pray that let there be signs, let there be wonders in your life. Let there be signs, let there be wonders in your life. Let there be the strength of my God in your life. Let there be a wisdom of God protruding in your circumstance, in your atmosphere, in everything, in your daily engagement. There is unity coming to your house, coming to your house, coming to your homes, in the name of our Lord Jesus. I pray and I say, the Bible says that the accuser of the brethren is the devil. I pray every accusation in your life is cancelled. I pray that you, the spirit of apathy is leaving your life, backbiting spirit of backbites you, in the name of our Lord Jesus. I pray that you will not backslide in this your Christian journey, in the name of our Lord Jesus. I pray and I decree into your life, carnality is leaving your life like never before. I pray carnality, you will not compromise any person that makes you compromise, in the name of Jesus. It is ending now, in the name of Jesus. Any person that makes you compromise your purity, your sexual purity, your holiness, that makes you compromise your standards, in the name of Jesus, that thing is living your life right now, my God and my Father. Lakadi Akadaba Sunimi Akadaba. I pray in the name of Jesus, there is confusion, which is confusion in your life, is living your life, in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of control in your life, covetousness and death, in the name of our Lord Jesus, you not die before your time. Ecclesiastes, in the name of our Lord Jesus, 7:17, you not die before your time. Your promotion will not die before its time. I pray that the spirit of deception is living your life, is living your circumstance. I pray that division is living your life, is living your circumstance. I pray that God will deliver you from the false brethren, in the name of Jesus, false friends, in the name of our Lord Jesus, false prophets, in the name of our Lord Jesus, false apostles, in the name of our Lord Jesus, false teachings. May God deliver you from false teachings that are false, and false teachers, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Your finances will not receive an attack, in the name of Jesus. Gossips is living your life. Greed is living your life. Idolatry, you not idolize people in your life. You not idolize certain mentors you have in your life. You not idolize certain people in your life, certain men of God in your life. You not idolize them, in the name of Jesus. Certain people you admire, you not idolize your money that you must sow into the kingdom of God. You not idolize your little money. What do you have that God did not give you? The Bible says, silver and gold is mine, saith the Lord. So what do you have that God did not give you? I pray that you not idolize your goodness, your money. You not idolize your time, that you give your time to people who need it, in the name of Jesus, my God and my Father. My Father, I pray that immorality is living your life, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Immorality, I pray in the name of our Lord. Legalisms and lukewarmness, there are times that there is lukewarm that want to invade your space, in the name of Jesus. It is over right now. Let a spirit of rebellion leave your life like never before. Let pride leave your life, in the name of Jesus, my God and my Father. Sicknesses is leaving your life. Death and infirmity is leaving your life. Slander, strife and slothfulness is leaving your life, in the name of our Lord Jesus, my God and my Father. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you
and may the Lord be gracious unto you now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. For I want you to follow me. If you are not following me, if today is your first time, please follow me. People will be typing my number. Please pick it, WhatsApp me, and join the global growing together global. Okay, God bless you so much. So much. My number is 0544-178-498. If you are not in Ghana, where I am, you add plus 233, then you start with 544-178-498. I love you so, so much. And remember that we are growing together. Let us grow together. Let us grow and glow also. We are growing and we will glow to the glory of God the Father. It is all about Jesus. That at the end, Jesus will be multiplied. Hallelujah. My brother Jonathan from the United Kingdom says that, hallelujah, Jesus, help us, oh God, help us sow good seeds and invest in our future. Help us pray for each other and love each other, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. Keep humility and keep humility away and pride. Keep humility in us and pride away in the name of Jesus. We become a tree of righteousness and a tree and a forest of potential. The Lord bless you, sir. Dominic, the Lord bless you. Walters, I see you. Abina, I see you. Michelle, God bless you so much. Adjoalinda too, I see you. Lottie, I see you. Kabna, I see you. Mike Murdoch, I see you. Abner, do I see you? Tachi, I see you. Ben Wesley, I see you. Eugenia, I see you. Sewa, I see you. Eugenia, I see you again. Heaven to Earth, I see you. Becky, I see you. My God, Josephine, I see you. God bless you so much. Lucy, Pastor Yemi, I see you. Jackie, I see you. Jackie, please follow me. Pick my number and contact me. God bless you so much. Sarah Ernestine, I see you so much. The Lord bless you. And else it was a powerful service. Hallelujah. Golden Flower, I see you too. Please pick my number, follow my page, and listen to the audios I put on the platform, and God bless you. Let us grow together. Let us grow together, please. Let us grow together. I am very confident that we'll meet at the top. Let us get to the top together. We are growing together. Amen. Bye-bye.